This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fortunate to get out of there.
The Bengals, yeah. By the way, picked up the Browns kicker from last week, Austin Siebert.
He got cut?
He got cut by the Browns after last week. He went 0-for-1 on field goal attempts against the Ravens.
Maybe missed an extra point. Yeah, 38-6.
They cut him. The Bengals picked him up, and I don't know if Bullock's playing tonight, but if he doesn't, Siebert will kick against the Browns tonight.
Is that right? I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
I'm in too many leagues that don't have kickers now. So who's the Browns kicker?
Cody Parkey.
We had that kicker game 1 week ago
it's
today.
It's changed already.
It's already all mixed up.
It's already changed.
Anybody
yeah.
else?
Rodrigo Blankenship's holding on for dear life in Indy.
So he missed one.
He missed one, but I think that might be it.
There were 19 missed field goals in week one.
The Titans are sticking with Gostkowski for now, even though he went, he was terrible. But
did you see now Bulldog AJ Brown is hurt?
Oh no,
you didn't see that
week to week
knee injury.
I did not catch that today. No, that guy he was one of these guys to me. Like I'm not really bullish on Tennessee, but when the playoffs came around, like watching him, or even before the playoffs, I think there was a regular season game I was traveling for. So I remember watching it in a bar. And there's no way I would have been doing that on a work Sunday. And he was just a revelation watching him. Like I really like watching that guy play. That's too bad that he's out.
Yeah, he's not been ruled out by the Titans, but he was held out of practice today, and Adam Schefter is calling it week to week, and feels like if you say week to week, then at least he doesn't play this next game. Of the top 30 wide receivers in average draft position, in fantasy draft position, 10 have already been injured. Right from number one, Michael Thomas, who is known for how reliable he is.
Right.
And he's out, probably, right?
Well, if that becomes, well, it's already a thing. If it becomes more of a thing or a lasting thing, that might end up being like the argument to keep some preseason. I think they'll probably keep some preseason anyway, but to not shrink it down too much, because you know maybe guys just have not, you know, they didn't really go full speed. Not that you go full speed in preseason, but it's a step up from practice, I think, right? So maybe a lot of guys going 0 to 60 here from just, you know, training camp practices to here we are, it's a regular season game and it counts. Maybe their bodies weren't ready for it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hamstring stuff, like soft tissue especially, right. Maybe, like just muscle pulls.
Yeah, groins and that kind of stuff too, yeah.
And then some guys like Julio Jones is – he might not have practiced today or was limited. That is typical for Julio Jones. Like, he's not somebody I'm worried about, but holy cow, this list. A.J. Brown would have been, he was the 14th receiver drafted. Evans with that headache last week. Again, I'm using headache. I'm seeing Godwin, who's concussed. Galladay is still not practicing this week. Jarvis Landry, I almost said Calvin Ridley. Jarvis Landry, I'm going to go with tonight because that guy just always finds a way. That guy just is a super tough player. So I'll take my chances with him. Devontae Parker for the Bills game is iffy. Cortland Sutton, we don't know. You know, these are all top 30 receivers or maybe top 20, a lot of them. So,
yeah.
Good luck. Stay on your toes.
I have a scrambling.
Head on a swivel. I've got a column up today, things you can do with your fantasy team, a couple of strategy ideas going into week two. That's at WGR550.com or at radio.com. One, I'll give you for free. Well, the article is free. I'll give you right here. One is directed to Joe. Too many Browns is bad.
Yeah. Any Browns, maybe.
Maybe
bad.
It's any Browns.
Maybe it's any Browns is bad.
I've got a Browns question for you next. They play tonight. Cincinnati at Cleveland tonight. Browns question next. Brian Koziel coming up too. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, I played with some great teams with younger in my career with Mersey there, and when we had some great pieces when we were pushing for playoffs and we were very successful. And obviously, there's like any career and like life, there's going to be low moments. You know, if anything, you really learn through those moments, through the tank, things like that, different emotions, and you try to find out solutions. You don't dwell on those aspects, but you try to find solutions. You want to be a better version of yourself. You want to make the people around you better.
Mike Weber, he and Adam Mayer named Amerk's assistant coaches today. Congratulations to them. Is Weber there getting a question about the tank? He was vocal, if you remember. Mm-hmm. He was not impressed with the movement.
I don't know if he was asked about it. I think he just sort of came up
there
kind
of brought it
talking
up.
About his career, I think. But
either way.
Yeah. Yeah, good guy. I'm, good for both of those guys. We know Mayer a little bit, and Weber. I don't know. I don't think I ever met him, but I admired the guy. I followed him into the OHL as an assistant coach there. So good for him that he's making a step into the AHL.
We sat with him in the Sabre store.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
He was on once with us from the Sabre store when he was maybe injured or something.
Okay.
Not sure why. The Browns. Should Bills fans hate the Browns?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Because there's no reason to?
Yeah, I mean, they beat you in a playoff game.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like I don't right now I'm enjoying watching them, watching it sort of go badly. But that's not like a long standing thing. It was just more, just this curiosity with how they went about doing this, and it still isn't working for them. And that's just kind of interesting to me that they're still where they are. So, but I don't, that doesn't come from a long standing place of disliking the Browns or anything, I'm all right with the Browns. I like Cleveland well enough, and like they feel like a pretty historic franchise, frankly. So I wouldn't mind if they were pretty good.
Yeah, I'm ready for them to actually not be terrible, as somebody that has for years now, at least a couple, thought that the Browns were in a better overall than the Bills. I like the talent more. I like the quarterback more. The coach, I mean, they've gotten that wrong a couple times. I don't think we're even the first step toward whether we know this guy is next in that way. I mean,
same, yeah.
Like it was one game at the Ravens. Okay, like a lot of people get crushed by the Ravens. Now, Mayfield did not have a good season. And there are clips of him from this game. This is the other side of that coin. There are clips of him from this Baltimore game where he looks just lost.
Yeah, which is what he looked like a lot last year.
Yeah.
And again, that's the Ravens. Like, that's a tough start. Like, he didn't have the benefit of playing the Jets in week one. So maybe that's why. We'll see what he does tonight. But he, going back to last year, and yeah, it was more of the same, I think, on Sunday against Baltimore. He more than anything else that I see, and I don't know if the people who really go under the hood on this stuff hardcore are saying the same things. I know I saw it, said about him last year. I just don't know if it's being written again now, but he looks like he bails out way too soon on what could be clean pockets, like opportunities to throw. He doesn't throw when there's a chance to throw, and then he gets spooked and he gets out of there. And he doesn't always have to, and everything just sort of becomes sort of a fire drill type of thing.
Yep.
And it's just not this is not, it's not good. Like, you know, I like some of that in your game. I like some of that for Josh Allen. Like the idea of him escaping and rolling to his right and finding somebody downfield, that's an exciting play, right? That's maybe quintessential Roethlisberger, and before that Elway, right? That's what they did frequently. It was a part of their arsenal. But Mayfield, it looks like every play is just, I'm going to get out of here and run around. We'll see what happens. Oh, it's at your feet. Sorry. Okay, third down. This just doesn't look good. There's no structure there, it doesn't look like.
Beckham is so attached here, too. I mean, three catches for 22 yards on 10 targets. You'd almost rather it be like five targets. I mean, with that kind of a lead that Baltimore had, how were they just so unable to click as the season starts here? So Beckham is one to watch tonight. Of course, Mayfield, the whole offense, might be a game where they can run it and just sort of relax. And maybe then Mayfield and Beckham aren't as much of a story if that goes well. I mean, they're loaded with Chubb and Hunt in the running back, at the running back position. So we'll see. Cincinnati at Cleveland tonight. Cleveland is favored at home by 6. And you said, I think, 6,000 fans, some number like that, allowed in. So
Joe had that, yeah.
Yeah. We shouldn't hear fake noise then. It'll be that.
All right.
Deafening.
Just Buck and Aikman.
Buck and Aikman, and that the madness that 6,000 people can provide in that setting.
The big question for our show is with the Kansas City coming to town on Thursday night in a few weeks, and that means Buck and Aikman will be coming here. Does Sneaky Joe reach out to Troy Aikman's people to try to get him on our show?
I feel like it has to be done.
I think Joe will do that. Yes, especially now. I mean, I think that will happen. We'll see. Yeah, do you ever want to miss a single? This is our 10,000th show, but that doesn't mean tomorrow's won't be good.
Mm-hmm.
Got to find out. Tune in and find out. Brian Koziol coming up next. U.S. Open update and the Blue Jays. Stay tuned. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.